So after a couple of very important feast days, we're back to this continuous reading from the letter to Hebrews in the first reading. And what a beautiful and important passage we have today. Remember the days past when, after you had been enlightened, you endured a great contest of suffering. The author, probably St. Paul, is reminding the audience of what happened to them after they were baptized. He says, after you've been enlightened, that's just the word meaning after you were baptized, so you came into the light, that you endured a great suffering. So just in that right there, it serves as a reminder to us that our faith, our life with Christ, isn't a band-aid to make everything all nice and happy. And that the pleasure principle of our life is not an indicator of whether or not we are true and faithful disciples of Jesus or if we're under God's favor. And he goes on to explain how they were willingly suffering and willing to enter into the suffering of the others, to share, to join in that suffering. Therefore, do not throw away your confidence. You will have great recompense. It's directed towards the future. As we suffer through this present time, we hold fast to the promises that are given to us. You will need endurance to do the will of God and to receive what he has promised. Like maybe a coach, a locker room speech before they're facing the Giants, or a halftime speech where they're kind of behind, and the coach is trying to encourage them to keep fighting. You know how to win this game. Keep going. You've done it in the past. Keep going. Don't give up. You know, St. Paul tells us in Romans that suffering leads to endurance, and endurance leads to character, and character leads to hope. And hope does not disappoint. You know, we live in a world that tries to minimize all pain and suffering. It's a sign of displeasure of God if anyone has anything bad happen in their life. And we seek an immediate remedy. But perhaps this is part of the process of sanctification. That seed that grows slowly and unknowingly. That sometimes the pain and the suffering that we have to endure is part of his life with Jesus. Because he did not exempt himself from it either. So as this day of Friday, a day of penance, a day of fasting, a day where we in a particular way unite ourselves to the passion of Jesus, let us not ever shy away from the opportunity to share the passion of Jesus, to enter into that suffering, confident in the promises that are to come. Because our suffering builds endurance. Our endurance builds character. Character leads to hope, and hope will not disappoint.